Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Plenty of time to catch and shoot. Struce launches a three. Oh, he knocks it down!
You know, the highlight reel for Max Struce is just like that. It's one after another after another. Sometimes he would catch the ball and you think, you can't even know where the hoop is. And he'd be like 9 feet beyond the three-point stripe. And he would drill it with somebody in his face. Max, how the heck do you do that?
I'd like to say I practice it like that, but it's a lot of luck and just throwing it up there for a prayer and hoping it goes in half the time.
Yeah, that's what it is. He just throws it up there and prays, and it goes in. Or maybe it's more complicated or skilled than that. Congratulations on a nice run with the Miami Heat last season. You guys made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. You started all of the games in the finals. You went from playing two games the first season to, as an undrafted free agent, to 18 games the second season, and then almost all of the games for the Miami Heat last year. What a nice run you're having.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been fun. It's been quite the journey so far, so I'm just looking to keep it up and keep advancing each year.
Yeah, right. In fact, you've got one more year with the Heat, right?
Correct.
And then what happens after that?
I will be a free agent, so we'll see. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I presume you like the team that you're on right now and the way things are going, though, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, I love Miami. I love the team. Love being in Miami. So everything about it has been special so far. So. But obviously love to stay there, but we'll see what happens. And I just got to get this team together for next year and make another run at it.
Did there come a point, maybe you're past that now, but early in your career, and you are kind of early in your career now, but you're out on the floor running against guarding guys or having guys guard you that you must have watched as a kid. You must have idolized. You must have always wondered, man, can I play at that level with those kind of people? Was that in your mind at some point?
I think, yeah, at the start of things, my first couple of years was kind of, being starstruck and being with guys that are, I watched when I was younger or looked up to. So, but once you start playing against them and once you, become more established, it's just, it's another teammate, it's another friend, it's just another competitor. So, it kind of, all those things you looked up to as a kid kind of go out the window, and it's just, it's competition mano a mano on between that guy and you.
And every night it must be like there's no weak links out there. In the NBA, everybody is the best player in the world.
Correct. Yeah, there's only 450 of us, so we're obviously pretty good at the game if we're one of those 450. So there's no nights off in the NBA.
Chicago native and current Miami Heat guard Max Struce is joining forces today with the Weish. Is that how we say it? W-E-I-S-H for
Wish Forever
Foundation. There's an E in there, though, right? W-E-I-S-H?
There is, yeah, but it's pronounced Wish.
Yep. Wish Forever Foundation to present a surprise monetary donation, $5,000 to a local family battling cancer. You've hosted the Max Struce basketball camp over the last several days for local grade school kids. Proceeds donated to the foundation. Struce has been joined at the camp by fellow Miami Heat players. Oh, no kidding. Other guys from the team have come out there to help you out, huh?
Yeah. Gabe Vincent has been here all week. He's just a great person, great teammate. And I couldn't ask for anything more from him. He's been here all week with the kids and really helping us out. And then, Udonis Haslam made a surprise appearance yesterday. So he called me, said he was in town, and he'd love to come and talk to the kids. So I was very fortunate to have him out here, very grateful to have him here, and just very happy to have him here. And those have been great. So
noon to 3 today is a basketball camp. That's out at Stagg High School. This is a nonprofit mission is to bring joy and ease the financial burden of families battling cancer. Over almost $2 million raised through your foundation so far. Congratulations, Max. So you're presenting a check to somebody today, is that it?
Correct. Yeah, we have a beneficiary coming in. We're going to provide their family with a check. And basically that's what we do. We find families in the area that are going through struggles or tough times, and, you know, we try to give them a little check just to, you know, push them through, and they can spend it however they want. So it's exciting stuff. It's heartwarming stuff, and I'm glad to be a part of it, and very grateful that, you know, Danny Wisher and Nick Wisher and the whole Wisher family have allowed me to be a big part of it and do my part. So this camp has been special, and it's only going to keep growing from here.
Keep doing what you're doing, Max Strus. It's been fun to watch you play. We wish you nothing but success.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's fun to watch, too. The kid can leap.